NFL players are in training camps unlike any before. They're getting tested for COVID-19 every day. They're doing drills in masks. They even have to put up with awkward Zoom meetings like so many of us do. The new season of HBO's documentary series Hard Knocks captures how much football has changed this year. And the first episode came out this week. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here to talk about it. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hard Knocks has been going on for like two decades now, but this is the first time a pandemic has been a part of the storyline. Let's listen to how an LA Chargers player reacts to getting a COVID-19 swab up his nose.
Are you scared?
See a man.
See a man?
Yes.
I'm nervous.
It's not bad.
It ain't bad, huh?
No.
Let me watch him go first.
All right, Eric, probably worth it just to see these big burly guys squirm. What else do we see?
Yeah, that was interesting. And they had a lot of fun with that segment. Initially, I think HBO thought that what would distinguish this season is that they were going to be covering two teams at once. And instead, what's happened is that they're also covering how two NFL teams are dealing with the pandemic and how do they welcome in all of these people and let them practice and, you know, making sure that there's social distancing, that people are wearing masks. You get a real window into what a professional sports team has to do in order to try to continue doing its business in the middle of a pandemic.
Well, and the NFL is different than some other leagues, like the NBA, where all the players and staff are quarantining together in Florida. They're in a bubble. With the NFL, each team is handling things by themselves. How are the Chargers and the Rams doing it?
Yeah. And so, you know, they're trusting the players to sort of limit what they do when they leave the facility. And then they're trying to create a bubble inside the facility. They seem to have put a lot of thought into it, but at the same time, you wonder if it's going to be enough. And one of the main characters in this show, head coach Anthony Lynn, talks about how he actually got COVID. And the only way he discovered it was that he watched some golfer in a golf match complain about the symptoms of the virus. And then he realized he had the same symptoms and then he got tested. And we have a little clip of him talking about how it felt like to realize that he had it. So let's check it out.
You feel a little bit like an outcast. That was part harder for me than the sickness. It's feeling like I can't go here, I'm gonna affect this person. All of a sudden, I'm the problem. When you used to fixing the problem, now it's like, I'm the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, Eric, that is going to hit pretty close to home. There's the head coach who's experienced it firsthand. But the show discusses other issues that are pretty timely. In fact, conversations we hear about protests against police brutality, including the controversial issue, as always in the NFL lately, taking a knee during the national anthem.
Well, the bottom line is, in terms of protesting, we all protest differently. Just like we all have different things, we eat this differently. You protest in your own way. Just because some of your teammates are kneeling and you decide to stand, it don't mean you're not with your teammates.
So that was George Stewart, the special teams coordinator for the Chargers. And he was talking on a Zoom call with his players. You know, this is a very different climate. The NFL took a very different and much more hardline stance on this, you know, just a year or two ago. And it's also interesting to see an episode of Hard Knocks. You know, Anthony Lynn is African American. And so it's great to see a team that's led by a black man who has to help his players negotiate, white and black and otherwise, help them negotiate this new time that we're in addition to all the other stuff that they have to deal with. So it's making Hard Knocks, you know, an even more compelling program. And I've always thought it was one of the best sports shows on television anyway.
And we're going to see how that plays out in a couple of weeks when the games get started. In fact, there are no preseason games this year. The regular season will start the second week in September. Eric, the NFL is always a big TV event every Sunday in the fall. How do you think fans are going to respond this season if pretty much all of them, all they can do is watch on TV?
I think fans are going to be starved for sports. So I think a lot of people are going to show up. You know, if you watch the broadcast networks on, say, Saturday, which is normally when they would have golf or they might have college football, they're playing soccer. I've seen lacrosse, you know, like any sport that they can find. You know, I'm surprised they didn't have tiddlywinks, you know, at some point. They know that sports fans are out there and they're really wanting to see fresh live sports. Yeah. Now, the question is, when you're not creating a bubble the way the NBA did, when you're not creating a closed environment, it seems to me that you're rolling the dice. You know, can they pull this off in a situation where they are trusting the athletes to keep themselves away from the virus when they're not playing or practicing? Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what we have seen with Major League Baseball as that season gets underway and large number of players on some teams are getting infected. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.